This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-668-0423. Regarding Alan, is his first name, A-L-L-E-N, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is January 11th of 1943. Dear Miss Ferguson, this is a consultation for Mr. Kelly, who was sent for evaluation of worsening creatinine levels, which have been going on for about a year and 3 months. He has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease, but does have a long history of type 2 diabetes, sometimes poorly controlled, hypertension, and he does have a known abdominal aortic aneurysm that's being followed by his cardiologist, Dr. Mander, and he's having CAT scans without contrast of the abdominal aortic aneurysm about every 6 months, and he believes the last one was done in January of this year. It's just over 5 centimeters in size, and that's why they're checking those ultrasounds CAT scans every 6 months. He is feeling well. He feels like he urinates very adequately, does have nocturia 2 to 3 times per night, occasional urinary dribbling, but he has had a urolift procedure and a transurethral prostate resection. He does not use excessive oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. He does have known aortic valve disease. He had a mechanical aortic valve replacement many years ago, and then a recent revision of the valve, a TAVR procedure, he believes, about 2 years ago. Currently, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema, and intermittent discomfort in his feet that he believes might be diabetic neuropathy. He does not require medication for this intermittent and fairly rare condition. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes with proteinuria, aortic valve disease, recent diagnosis of osteoporosis, abdominal aortic aneurysm, just over 5 centimeters in size. Past surgical history, he had a transurethral prostate resection with urolift. He's had a right hip replacement, right rotator cuff repair, the aortic valve open replacement, and the TAVR procedure, bilateral cataract lens replacements, and an appendectomy. Social history, he is an ex-smoker who quit smoking in 2000. He occasionally consumes alcohol, but denies illicit drug use. He is married, lives with his wife, and he's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Eliquis and Cordisporin. Medications, he's on Protonix 40 milligram daily, Januvia 100 milligram daily, Metoprolol is 12.5 milligram twice a day, Toujeo insulin 40 units daily, Humalog insulin, he believes it's 24 units with meals. Tramadol is 50 milligram twice a day. Xarelto 15 milligram daily. Vitamin D 2, he takes 50,000 units once a week. Iron 325 milligram daily. Zyrtec 10 milligram daily. Extra strength Tylenol 500 milligrams 2 daily as needed for pain. Zetia, 10 milligram daily. Fosamax, 70 milligram weekly. Imodium, for intermittent, very occasional diarrhea, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Physical exam, height is 66 inches, weight was 161 pounds, pulse is 65, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 76. Tympanic membranes have excessive cerumen, but otherwise the tympanic membrane is clear. Pharynx clear. And pink. Neck is supple. No carotid bruise. No jugular venous distension. No palpable nodules or masses. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a valvular click noted. No murmur or rub. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No pulsatile areas, no bruise, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill, 2+ pedal pulses, and intact sensation, feet and toes and lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-1 of 25. Creatinine was 1.74, estimated GFR was 39, previous creatinine levels 10-28 of 25, 1.76, GFR 38, 4-22-25, creatinine 1.59, GFR 43, 1-16-25, creatinine 1.58, GFR 43, and 12-1 of 25, sodium 142, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 25, calcium 9, albumin 3.7. Liver enzymes were normal. Hemoglobin A1C, those levels have ranged between 7.7 up to 8.7 within the last year. The microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done 121 of 25, and that was 197. And last hemoglobin was done 116.25. It is 16.9 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with progression of kidney disease and worsening of creatinine levels within the last 6 months, and proteinuria. We are going to repeat all of his labs now, including a urinalysis with microscopic protein to creatinine ratio and parathyroid hormone, and then if the levels are similar, we will do those every 6 months thereafter. He's going to be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan to rule out any obstruction or urinary retention processes. We're also going to schedule him for a renal artery Doppler study, and those tests will be done at Carson City Hospital. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.